rising student debt. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. President Biden unveiling a plan he says will provide relief for millions of Americans.
An entire generation is now saddled with unsustainable debt in exchange for an attempt, at least, at a college degree. The burden is so heavy that even if you graduate, you may not have access to the middle-class life that the college degree once provided.
The Department of Education will forgive up to $10,000 in federal loans and is canceling up to $20,000 in debt for those who receive Pell Grants. The loan forgiveness is open to people earning no more than $125,000 a year. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the plan is unfair.
An awful lot of Americans choose not to go to college. And then there are those Americans who borrowed money to pay for school and paid it back. In what way is it fair to those taxpayers?
And McConnell said when people take out loans, it is part of the understanding that they will be paid back to the lender. For the first time, President Biden has publicly answered questions about the FBI search of former President Trump's home.
President Biden says he had no heads up of the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago earlier this month.
I didn't have any advance notice. None. Zero. Not one single bit.
The Justice Department secured a search warrant as part of an investigation into records and other material removed from the White House during the presidential transition. Former President Trump and Republicans in Congress have accused the administration of weaponizing the FBI and the Justice Department. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Pentagon says airstrikes in Syria were intended as a message to Iran and its militias who targeted American troops earlier this week. On Wall Street, stocks edge higher as investors wait for a speech about interest rates from the Fed. The Dow added 59, the Nasdaq plus 50. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council as the Russian invasion of Ukraine has now reached the six-month mark.
Let's be clear. The international community will never recognize Russia's attempt to change Ukraine's borders by force.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield. This is Ukraine's president says Russian forces have launched a rocket attack on a train station in central Ukraine on what is Ukraine's Independence Day, killing at least 22. SEC regulators have asked Twitter to explain its user metrics amid complaints about fake accounts.
Filings reveal in a June letter, the Securities and Exchange Commission asked Twitter for more details on how it calculates that the number of fake or spam accounts on the site represent fewer than 5% of its user base. Twitter's lawyers responding, it already adequately discloses the methodology in its 2021 annual report. The SEC revealing in a July letter it had finished the review, saying in part, the company and its management are responsible for the accuracy and adequacy of their disclosures. Twitter's system for measuring monetizable daily active users is at the center of Elon Musk backing out of a deal to buy the platform for billions, arguing he was misled about the number of bot accounts. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Paul Newman's daughters, Susan and Nell, have sued the late actor's charitable foundation, which is funded by profits from the Newman's own line of food and drink products. They claim the foundation has improperly cut its mandated contributions to their own charities from $400,000 apiece per year to $200,000 apiece. The daughters say their concern, Newman's own, is setting the stage to completely remove them from having any say in how some of the profits from Newman's own are donated to charities. They're seeking $1.6 million in damages to be donated to their foundations for charitable giving. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.